3 years ago this month, authorities in Iran arrested a United States citizen. Businessman Imad Sharghi has spent that time in prison, then out on bail, then back in prison. During all those years, he's been away from the family home in Washington, D.C., which we visited this week. His wife and daughters live with Olive, their dog. The family has been vaccinated, but for safety, we sat out back on a concrete patio overlooking the playground set.
This is where they played when they were little, that little playground.
Oh, my.
Bahare Sharghi sat across the table and served tea and snacks.
And those are lovely coconuts and rugula. Yes.
She's talking with our editor, Denise Couture.
In America, someone might say, would you like something to drink? Would you like something to eat? But the Iranian tradition is you're going to bring something. You're not going to ask me if I'd like something.
I would almost put it in your mouth. If my mom was here, she'd be like, you didn't do it properly. You should.
After the food was served, she began talking of Imad Sharghi.
Truly the honest and truthful and deeper answer is to say Imad is my best friend. He is my core. He is the core of our life and our family. I'm so proud to have spent the last 32 years with him, except for the past 3 years of this ordeal.
I just want to note, we just sat down. It took you 10 seconds. I can see how emotional you are even thinking about him for a second. If you need a moment at any time.
No, we're fine. The emotions are there all day long, every day, Steve, every moment. Because I was woken up at 2:30 in the morning by finding out that there are 15, 16, 17 strangers in our home there to take Imad.
That was April 23rd, 2018. Imad and Bahare were both born in Iran. They both moved to America when young and became U.S. citizens. He became an international businessman, often working from an office in this house as his daughters came and went. When the girls graduated,
we had this window of time where we thought we can travel.
The Sharghis decided to live for a while in Iran. They were in Tehran the night that authorities came, giving no identification.
Searching our home, drawer per drawer, paper by paper, album by album.
They took the couple's passports, and they took Imad. She followed him to Evin prison on a mountainside in the northern part of Tehran.
So I went there, there's this huge, huge, huge kind of gate door that is obviously the main prison. That's a sliding door, and a tiny door next to it.
She passed through that door day after day and found a secretary who said the same thing day after day.
I keep telling you not to come. You should just go and we will call you. Your husband will be here for a long, long time.
He was held for 8 months, apparently under investigation for espionage. He said he was innocent, and Iran made no evidence public. At the end of 2018, he was released on bail, but he was not yet allowed to leave Iran. His wife, Bahare, had to travel home alone.
So I felt so comfortable, confident about, leaving. And Imad is following, practically right behind me, on the next flight.
And then more than 2 years passed. Last November, she was home in Washington, and he was still living in Tehran, waiting on his passport and under stress.
We FaceTimed every day while he was out. I said, you don't look good, Imad. You really, what's up, And he said, well, in the past week, I've lost 12 pounds.
And then what happened?
That we heard on BBC Persia of Imad's detention. Back to Evin. I opened my phone, looked at these three pictures of a man that looked like Imad but had aged, I would say, 20, 30 years since the last time I had seen him on FaceTime.
Have you heard from him in the last couple of months?
So it took 2.5 months before he called. And he called and said, Bahare, I am back where I was before.
He'd been told he was convicted at a trial he did not attend and faced a 10-year sentence. When he calls, his daughters come down the stairs and the family sits by the phone.
what I've been trying to do lately is to let him know we are doing other things and higher up people are doing other things, you know, and you are not forgotten. That everybody wants to bring you back home.
The last time they spoke, she was able to tell him of this week's indirect talks between the United States and Iran. Several U.S. citizens are known to be held in Iran, among them businessman Siamak Namazi and his father, Bakr Namazi. Robert Levinson disappeared years ago and is believed to be dead. And then there is Imad Sharghi. Any evidence against the Americans has not been made public. Iran sometimes talks of exchanging imprisoned Americans for Iranians in U.S. jails, but Bahre Sharghi has no way to know when her husband might return to their backyard in Washington, D.C.
And now, Steve, looking back, it was one big mistake of going there. What I mean by mistake is that I kept thinking they've made a mistake. His best times were under this cherry blossom tree, which, if you come back in 20 days, is in full bloom. Full bloom. It's a pink. But then all these blossoms are on the ground, and they always, the kids made snow and did this, you know, showered themselves with cherry blossoms. And the reason I say that is that I wanted to tell these people, you have the wrong person. Why do you have Ahmad here? That's not who you want. This must be a mistake.
Yeah.
This is a mistake.
Bahre Sharghi spoke on a sunny spring day. We left her with her daughters and the dog at their home in Washington and said we'd keep in touch. They said they hope to introduce us to Ahmad Sharghi once he's home.